USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is completely ready for war with the United States. At least that's what a commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says after Iran shoots down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. In what American officials say was international airspace, the Iranians say it was in their airspace. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was not the intended target of a shooting that left him seriously hurt. Prosecutors say gunmen were looking to kill a friend of his who was sitting near him at the bar in Santo Domingo at the time of that shooting earlier this month. Apparently, the two were dressed in a similar fashion, and it was a case of mistaken identity. The would-be assassins reportedly paid $8,000 to carry out the hit. A domestic disturbance call in Sacramento leads to the death of a female police officer shot while other officers were trying to help a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle and kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in the yard. She was rescued by an armored vehicle but died at a nearby hospital. The gunman holding police at bay for about 8 hours before he finally surrendered. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One of the four big tech companies is now building homes. USA's Wendy King reports.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
Three Connecticut girls who have run high school track over the last few years have filed a federal discrimination complaint saying a statewide policy on transgender athletes has cost them top finishes in races and even college scholarships. The complaint was filed with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, and it was submitted by the conservative Christian law firm Alliance Defending Freedom on behalf of the girls who are asking for an investigation of the full policy and orders that would make competitions more fair. The complaint also cites the federal Title IX rules aimed at equal rights in sports for female athletes. The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, which governs high school sports in the state, says its policy follows state anti-discrimination laws requiring students to be treated in school according to the gender in which they choose to identify. That means athletes can compete according to their expressed gender identity as opposed to their sex assigned at birth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.